following program is work safe and family safe. Feel free to listen to it wherever and with whomever you like. Hello and welcome to Hacker Public Radio. My name is Pokey, and I'll be your host today. Today, I'd like to talk about the Northeast GNU Linux Fest happening in Worcester, Massachusetts, and Hacker Public Radio participating in the event. I've rented a table for the Northeast Linux Fest, and it's a Hacker Public Radio table. If I can get enough other guys to sit with me at the table, because I'd prefer not to do this alone, it'll be just Hacker Public Radio at the table. If the choice comes down to me sitting there alone representing Hacker Public Radio or sitting there with other podcast and oddcasters, I'll probably share the table with some other folks just so I'm not sitting there alone looking like a dummy. That said, if you are a Hacker Public Radio listener or a Hacker Public Radio contributor and would like to participate in the Northeast GNU Linux Fest with me, you're more than welcome to join me at the table and help out. I have a couple things planned that I'd like to do, and you're more than welcome to help me with either one of the things that I have planned. Or if you have ideas of your own, you're more than welcome to bring those as well. As long as there's room at the table, I really have no problem. Hacker Public Radio is a community activity, so I have no real say in what goes on. I've just rented the table and am making it available to the Hacker Public Radio community. I think that Hacker Public Radio is important. It's a valuable resource for anyone who's interested in learning really anything they don't know. If you listen to Hacker Public Radio regularly, you know the kind of things that are on here, how it's never the same, how there's really no agenda politically or anything, and how really you can learn stuff that you never knew was even out there. It's just such a valuable resource. I've loved Hacker Public Radio since it started. I've loved the idea since before it was started. I mean, the first time Hacker Public Radio came on and I heard that intro music, that really summed it all up. The intro music is so perfect for Hacker Public Radio because it sounds important, and at the same time it's done on a synth, so it sounds kind of nerdy and geeky and just a little bit off the beaten path. Not very far, but just enough, you know, to let everybody know who we are and what we're about as the community. And I just think it's a very important thing, Hacker Public Radio, and I'm glad that Ken Fallon has resurrected it. Kudos to Ken. Really, I thought Hacker Public Radio was going to die, and when Ken took over and just rallied the community, that's exactly what we needed to get people contributing. And I had never contributed until then, and I'd always wanted to, but really, Ken was the motivation that got me to do it. Well, that got me to get off my butt and do it. Plenty of people before him motivated me to do it, just not enough for me to actually do it. Everybody knows what great hosts we have on here. Everybody knows what great shows show up, what great topics show up. I think people underestimate the size of the listenership, just how many people are hearing this, and how important it is that we share our ideas. And if you have an idea to share, please get on Hacker Public Radio and share it. I mean, you've heard the show. You know it doesn't have to be about hacking. Hacking is not just sitting down and coding all day or cracking or research. That's not necessarily what it's about. If you know something that someone else might not know, then you've got something to say and we want to hear it. If you have an idea that someone else may not have had already, then you have something to say and we want to hear it. So please contribute to Hacker Public Radio. And if you're in the area of the Northeast and can make it to the Northeast GNU Linux Fest, please show up and help us to represent Hacker Public Radio. It's important that we show ourselves to the greater community so that they can get as much out of it as we're getting out of it. Because I think we get a lot out of it. I certainly do. So the two ideas that I've had for the day. The first is that I'm going to be purchasing some stickers to hand out, and I'm going to be handing them out for free at the table. They're going to be those white oval stickers that you see with country codes on them, like they have in Europe. You know, you might see like GB on them for Great Britain, I imagine. I'm not sure what they actually look like in Europe, but here in the States, people put them on their cars to be kind of Euro trendy. So I've got some stickers picked out. They say HPR on them, and at the bottom, they have the URL to the website. So I'd like to hand those out. The cost of those stickers is pretty high if I only order a small amount, if I only order what I can afford. But with economies of scale, the more stickers I order, the less each costs. Several people have already offered me some money, and several people have actually sent me some money, one in the mail, one through PayPal, to help out with this. And those folks, you know who you are. Thank you very much. You will be getting some stickers in the mail. For anybody else, if you're interested in purchasing a couple of these stickers from me, my email address is pdaily03@gmail.com. And that's my PayPal as well. If you PayPal me a couple of bucks, I think $3 would cover the cost of a sticker and shipping. If you want to PayPal me a couple of bucks, I'll send you a sticker. If you can PayPal me more than those $3, I'll be able to purchase and hand out more stickers at the show. And whatever I don't hand out at the show, I have to send Ken Fallon some. But above and beyond that, whatever I don't hand out at the show, I'm going to send on to whoever's going to the next Linux Fest. I'm not sure which one that is, whether it's Ohio or what. But that's my plan for the stickers, is that I'd like to hand those out for free at the show. And if you'd like to help me pay for some of those, I'd really appreciate it. My wife's given me permission to pay for the table and to pay for a handful of stickers, but at some point I have to draw the line and I can't do all that I'd like to do. So I would appreciate some help if you feel compelled to do so. If not, if you'd like to just show up and help out, that's perfectly acceptable as well. What I plan on doing while I'm there is I need to come up with a laptop that I can bring there. My EPC is my only laptop, and it doesn't seem to be doing the job that I need done. But what I'd like to see happen is just a laptop set up with perhaps an external monitor, a keyboard and mouse, so that the laptop can face whoever is representing HPR, and the monitor, keyboard, and mouse can face whoever happens to be going by. What I envision is that on that monitor, we've got Audacity running. We show people how to record and edit with Audacity. And then we can just, as people come by the table, have them say a little bit about the Northeast GNU Linux Fest and or Hacker Public Radio, whichever they feel compelled to talk about. We'll save all these, and at the end of the day, I'll put them together and make a show out of it. And that'll be, you know, my episode, my contribution for the day. If anybody wants to help out with that, if anybody can, you know, loan me a laptop, you know, a beater, not a nice laptop, of course, or a monitor or any hardware whatsoever, that would be great. I probably can come up with something by then, but if we can get one or two of these going at the same time, that would really, I think it'd be a little bit better. Even if we can only do one at a time, it would be nice to have a backup, just in case. That's my plan for the Northeast GNU Linux Fest. I should probably say that the fest is scheduled for Saturday, April 2nd. It begins at 10:30 a.m. and ends at 3 p.m. It's at the Worcester State University Student Center, 826 Chandler Street, Worcester, Mass. The contact for the fest itself is northeastlinux@gmail.com, and the URL for the fest is northeastlinuxfest.org. They're taking contributions for supporters. They'll give you a t-shirt for it. They're still taking tables if you're interested in doing your own table for your own project. There is also an after-show party, I believe is what they said, at, I think they said Jillian's, but I'm not positive. But if you listen to podcasts, you probably know all this already because they've got that that really funny Tollbooth Willie promo that they've done. That's just hysterical, I thought. That's my show for today. I probably should have put this show up 2 or 3 weeks ago, but in the best interest of being pokey, I waited till probably the last minute or beyond to put this one out. I should say about the stickers that I have not ordered them yet. I plan to order them sometime in January, and what I think I'll do is I'll order them 3 weeks from the date that this particular show airs. That'll give anyone who's interested in purchasing a sticker to help out with the total number of stickers that I'll be able to hand out. That'll give everybody plenty of time to order a sticker if they'd like one, and plenty of time, I think, still for me to get the stickers printed on time and to the fest. If you are interested in ordering a sticker. Just send me a few dollars. Make sure you include your name and address on there so I can mail them to you, because I'll have to put them in a physical envelope through the snail mail. So have all the relevant information there, and be sure to include that you are asking for a sticker. And if you're going to give me more money than that, be sure to let me know if you want more than one sticker in the comments for the PayPal. That should be all. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. I hope you would go to the Northeast GNU Linux Fest and stop by the Hacker Public Radio table and just say hello. Even if you're not interested in participating in that, just stop by and say hello. I'd love to meet some of you guys. I'm sure whoever shows up with me would love to meet some of you all as well. I think it'd be a great deal of fun. I mean, that's the whole idea of the fest to begin with. So thanks for listening today. I'm going to wrap it up with that. As per usual, I'm going to leave you with a song from songfight.org. Today's song is by a guy or a band. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's a guy or a band. I don't know anything about him or them. But the artist name is Barely Adequate. And I have looked and looked and looked on the internet. I have looked for this guy. I've searched all over. I cannot find any reference to a band named Barely Adequate anywhere except for this one song on Songfight. The guy made one post in their forum and doesn't have a URL associated with his post or anything. And that's, it's just a real shame, because this is absolutely one of my, probably my favorite song that I've found yet on Songfight. And I really like the song a lot. I thought the lyrics are very, very clever. The song style is very, very clever. I like this one a lot. I wish there were more from this guy that I could get my hands on, but I can't find anything. And it's disappointing, but this is all we've got. So we'll, hopefully enjoy this one together. The name of this song is She Already Knows, and like I said, the artist is Barely Adequate. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
I'd tell her that I'd die for her, walk fire for her, but she already knows. I'd drown for her, skip town for her, I'd kick an orphan down for her. I'd tell her that, but she already knows. She already knows. I'd fry for her, I'd needle in the eye for her, but she already knows. Wear hats for her and spats for her, I'd eat a bag of rats for her, don't need to tell her, she already knows. I'd roll in filth for the touch of her hand, I'd kill all the kings of Spain. She already knows.
Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.